It's Cofield and Company. Now, back to Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino.
Jaguars, Titans coming up. Jack better stop that guy. He's a monster, and he's fast. Freaking ridiculous athlete. Derrick Henry, the running back for the Titans. Yep, we're at Silver Sevens. Randy Couture is nice enough to stop by. We were talking PFL and their events coming up in October right here in Las Vegas, October 11th, 17th, 31st. Tournament format. Finale. Yeah. Finale for $1 million. Six different fights.
Yep. Six different weight
and we're
classes.
Not talking $1 million combined. $1 million for each winner. So when this tournament starts and it's here in Vegas, the intensity is going to be through the freaking roof. We were just talking to Randy about all his charitable work and MVP, which is merging vets and players.
Correct.
Jay Glazer, Nate Boyer, and we've talked to Boyer often, and yourself started that whole thing. So a lot of it, it's based out of where?
Because you got the original chapter was in L.A. at Unbreakable Glazer's gym in L.A.
Okay,
and that's where we you know first met Boyer. He was coming from Texas as long snapper, trying to get a tryout with the Seahawks, and Jay was instrumental in helping him get that tryout and have him make the team. That's where I met him and started training and helping him working, not only on combatives but just in general getting ready for that tryout. And it was through that process, you know, Jay and I have been doing MMA athletics training pro ball players for over 12 years now, and gotten to know some of them very, very well. When they retire, they struggle with a lot of the same things that our veterans do. I mean, I wore that veteran's uniform. I walked away from that. Thankfully, I had college and a lot of other things that were my next purpose. A lot of these guys don't know what they're going to do to fill that void. And our pro ball players are the same way. Adrenaline junkies walking out that tunnel, there's no more exciting thing than that. Strip away that locker room. They miss those guys, that locker room, that support. They struggle with a lot of the same issues transitioning to normal life. And so MVP was founded on creating a place where these guys can talk about that. They can be vulnerable. They can share. Not only train again, because to a man, they're like, should have seen me when I was in uniform. I was in great shape.
Right.
So getting them break, you know, sweating, breaking down some of those barriers, and then sharing what's going well, what's going bad, what especially the vets, you know, all the VA screwing me or, you know, whatever. So it's been very, very powerful. We're in four cities now across the country. Started in L.A. I run the Vegas chapter here. We're in Chicago now at the POW Gym in downtown Chicago. And we're at Manu's gym in Atlanta. Dan Quinn, instrumental in helping us get that up and running in Atlanta, wrote a check out of his own checkbook to fund that 9 months ago. So, you know, I think these football players recognize how important this is for them as well as our vets.
You talk about, like, the some of the athletes, and we've talked about this many times before, and I'm sure, you know, you felt the same way. When you walk away from competition, you miss that rush of a victory, of training and coming through and accomplishing it. Does charity work for you kind of – does it do that for you? Like, if you have a big event and you get a big check and you're like, man, this is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's become part of that new purpose for me that is part of who I am. One, because I wore the uniform in the 80s. Two, because I walked away from being a professional athlete for 14 years. I've been in both of those uniforms and both those situations in that transition. And now getting a chance to give back to some of these guys that number one, I was a fan of, or number two, I'm just honored to be around because they served our country and all of that. So it's been great.
Do you get a rush acting? Like after a scene?
I do.
Are you like, yeah?
I do. When you put yourself out there, it's such a weird thing to try and find ways to relate to these characters, emote real things and get in touch with this and portray it and tell the truth. If you're trying to act, it's never going to work. And so there's something about getting in that groove and finding that through the course of a film and then seeing that finished product, and you can be proud of that. It's, I don't know, it's a weird thing, but it is definitely an interesting process.
I don't think there's a show we talk about here on this show more than Ballers. We just saw you on there, obviously. Were you a fan of the show before you did it?
I am. I like the show. I think okay. The show is interesting. It raises some interesting questions. It deals with some interesting issues. You know, Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson, those guys are, honestly, they're brilliant. They're very, very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. Obviously, I got in to do a couple of episodes through Glazer and my relationship with Glazer. So, and he's kind of more of a regular on the show. But, you know, it's kind of weird playing yourself.
Yeah.
At the same time, but it's also fun.
Do you get yelled at? Yeah, you get yelled at some point. Like, dude, you're not acting like yourself. Come on, be natural.
The director's telling you, nobody's believing you as Randy Couture.
I haven't had that issue yet.
Interesting is a good word. You said Ballers is interesting. That's a great word because I've said many times, I think it's my favorite show, but I don't know why. I can't figure out why. Huh. I don't know what about it is great, but it just comes together and it's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I was upset last night because you only had a couple lines or whatever it was, a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And Glazer's like all over the place. Now he's doing like, now he's fake sports talk caller. Did you watch the episode?
I saw
he's
it.
Like fake sports talk caller to Ricky Jarrett as Jarrett's trying out for SiriusXM. Like, I was like all wrapped in that. Like,
well, he wasn't a fake caller. He was actually trying to get the scoop. He was trying to be a reporter.
He was disguising his voice.
Yeah, he was trying to be
Ricky Jarrett's
a
like, come on, I know
he
it's you,
wanted to get him to talk. That's what it was.
Oh, was he trying to help him?
Yeah, no, he was trying to get him. He wanted a scoop because he figured he's like, oh, I'm going to find out some information here. And so he's like, I'm not a reporter calling. I'm just a caller.
The show's too smart for me.
Yeah, it is. It's way over your head.
I was like, bring back the boobs and rear ends from earlier. I was down with that. So the Unbreakable Gym, you know, you get a little pop in there. You got the T-shirt and everything. That's in West Hollywood, right?
Yeah, behind the Pink Taco on Sunset. Yep. It's a great place. Very unique and interesting format and place there. In some ways, you feel like you're going into Cheers. Everybody knows your name. You know, it's a small boutique-style sports performance training center. We treat every member there like they're part of our fight team. And a big part of it is the strength and conditioning stuff that we as fighters did or pro athletes do. That's why we get a lot of pro athletes that train in there. Aaron Rodgers is training in there. Lane Johnson, Chris and Kyle Long training there. We got a bunch of guys come through there that train in there. And it's a really interesting
place.
Do
you, as a wrestling background guy, and obviously you had striking, you were a champion in two divisions. Do you grapple with guys? I would think if I go in, like if I'm Lane Johnson. Now Lane Johnson's a lot bigger than you, but if I'm Lane Johnson, I'm like, yeah, let me.
He's a lineman. And he needs to learn how to body on body contact and how to use his hands and how to create an arm drag and cut guys off of him and we make him work for 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And Lane was one of those relentless guys that. He would literally get so tired he'd run out the door and puke.
Really?
But he'd be right back on the mat for the next go. And it showed. He's a great player. He does a great job. I love that guy.
MMA really should be part of just about every football program's work with the linemen, because the defensive linemen especially. I mean, I've seen there was some nutty stuff that who was it? Now I'm blanking on his name. The great defensive lineman for the Rams who just got
Aaron Donald.
Yeah, Aaron Donald. I was thinking of Howard last name, but Aaron Donald was like working. I don't know what he was. He was like working with knives and stuff, and just the hand play between the linemen is amazing.
Yeah, we work a lot with Andrew Whitworth of the Rams. He's on our board for MVP, and he's also a regular at the gym and trains with us a bunch. He's a great guy.
You don't have to say any names here, but has there been like an actor that came in and was like, oh, like you know, you're in LA, like oh, I'm tough, I'm gonna get in there, and then they were like. This is not for me.
Yeah, you got to send them a message at some point. Like, they're trying too hard. No, you're like, all right, let's go, brother.
We really haven't had – I've gotten more of that here at Extreme Couture MMA, the guys that think
the
they're fighters and want to come in and, oh, I'm, you know, they don't want to take a regular class. I want to be with the pros. I can kick those guys, you know. We get more of that here in the MMA. We don't really get that there. I think they're a little intimidated. Most of them have never sparred before, and that's the first thing we'll do is put the gloves on them. And you know, having somebody throwing gloves at your face is – a unique experience, guys. That fight or flight kicks in, so breaking that barrier down and teaching them what to do and how to protect themselves. And you know who's amazing has been Wiz Khalifa, put on like 20 pounds, and he is a damn good kickboxer.
Is he gonna
fight? I have fun sparring with him now.
Is he gonna fight?
I don't know. There's been some talk of that. I don't really think that's a great idea. That's not where his bread's buttered.
Yeah.
But he's got some skills. He's long. He's rangy. Can literally kick over my head easily. And it's been fun to watch and see him progress over the last couple of years, training and working with him.
You're a former pro athlete, so, I mean, you know what goes into it, and you appreciate the work ethic, and everyone's got different levels of work ethic. The other thing is the want to learn. And you were just telling us about a couple of quarterbacks that you worked with.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to. So, one, talk about the cagey old veteran who I think was trying to lean on you for like, hey, Randy, well, you fought forever. I want to play football forever.
Part of our program with the MMA Athletics in Glazer was we would embed in the, you know, we embedded in the Rams when they were in St. Louis. We've embedded in the Falcons. We've embedded with the Saints a couple of times. Last year we embedded with the Saints and the Cleveland Browns. And now there's two ends of the spectrum there. Drew Brees one of the older quarterbacks in the league and still firing on all cylinders. And, you know, suck to see him hurt his thumb, but I think he'll be back in short order. And he's just a great guy and asked a million questions, wanted to know all about how it was for me competing into my, you know, well into my 40s, almost 48. Obviously, that's what he's looking at and how to stay on the top of it and mentally and physically, what were the things that I did to stay in there and then go from there to Baker Mayfield.
Right. Must have been a total jerk. Cocky kid. What a horse's ass he is.
Not at all.
What?
Asked a million questions. Doesn't really apply so much to his position as a quarterback, but he still was intrigued and interested in what we were doing and why we were doing it. And I was really, really impressed with him.
What's your proudest accomplishment from your career?
I think just it wasn't one fighter or anything overall. It was I was able to represent the sport in a particular way, and I'm proud of that. Everybody assumed we're thugs and somehow we're dangerous when I started this, and would literally go into meetings in Hollywood to meet casters and producers and stuff, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're one of those cage fighters!" Like somehow I was going to jump them or hold them down and bite them or something. And to see that transition, through guys like, Fry and Coleman and Hoyce, and they're just really genuinely nice guys. This is just what we do; it's our living. That's probably the thing I'm most proud of.
And Adam and I have been covering the sport for a long time, so we got to meet all you guys, and we've seen the evolution of the way fighters handle themselves. I'm not sure MMA and specifically UFC would have got to where it got to if you guys weren't well-behaved and well-spoken and came across as professionals. Like, if it had all been Conor McGregor's and Colby Covington.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Because people were already nervous as hell about this blood sport, and then you get guys acting like killers and morons. It may have killed the thing from the get-go.
Yeah, and the shame is that those antics and those times of stunts are being rewarded. And, it's a lot more akin to the WWE model instead of prize fighting or what prize fighting should be. And that's one of the reasons why I really love what's going on with the PFL in this format. It's a meritocracy. You want to talk smack and you're trying to play that psychological game, go ahead. But it ain't going to get you anywhere. You still got to go out and score points and win fights. And I like that meritocracy.
Can you stick around for five more?
Sure, absolutely.
Because we got to ask you about some of the other forays into the entertainment business. We want to get into Family Feud, and we are going to put you to the test to try to. We got to toughen Adam up. He just turned 40, and it's just. I hear the stories at home. It's just embarrassing. His mother came out to visit us the other day. I mean, she's hanging her head in shame. It's just. She's proud of his work, but I mean, it's just. Come on, Adam. You got to get it together. That's Randy Couture. He's going to stick around with us for a few more minutes here at Silver Sevens as we're getting ready for the 5 o'clock kickoff between the Jags and the Titans.